This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. When reading the final chapter of the Gospel of Mark, it is clear that faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ is a crucial factor in Christianity. Jesus predicted his death and resurrection repeatedly. His disciples didn't want to hear about his death. It's not clear whether they even heard him when he talked about his resurrection. What we don't want to hear often keeps us from hearing what we would be delighted to know and experience. The great Reformation themes of sola scripture, sola faith, are highlighted in Mark 16. For those mentioned in this chapter, it was difficult to believe the promises Jesus had given, or even on the basis of an eyewitness. In fact, no one believed until they actually saw the resurrected Jesus. Checking the other gospel accounts, the only exception to this would have been John. When he saw the empty tomb and the way the linen clothes lay, he believed according to John 28. This, however, did not change God's strategy. He knew that though these people would need to see in order to believe, those who would follow would not have the same opportunity to see the resurrected Jesus with their own eyes and feel him with their hands. They would have to believe what was witnessed and recorded. Remember Jesus' comment to doubting Thomas when he finally came to believe? "Because you have seen me, you believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed," John 20:29. This is what they were called upon to go and proclaim to the world, challenging people to believe and be saved. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.